AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Venezuelans have taken the search for missing loved ones into their own hands following Wednesday's 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes that struck less than a minute apart. This woman in La Guaira pleading for help from the Venezuelan government and countries around the world, saying human strength isn't enough and heavy machinery is needed to move the rubble of buildings to reach victims. The official death toll has climbed to at least 920, with more than 51,000 missing. Elsewhere, President Trump's blasting Iran for what he calls a foolish violation of their ceasefire agreement. Saka Magani has the latest.
The president says Tehran fired four drones at a cargo vessel yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz.
We knocked down three of them. One of them, we didn't miss it. Nobody saw it coming.
The drone caused damage, but the ship was able to proceed.
You can't do that stuff.
The president did not say if the U.S. will respond to the attack, which happened as a U.N. agency was starting an operation to move stranded ships out of the strait through an alternate route. It says evacuations will not resume without guarantees other ships won't be attacked. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices fell today, the international standard Brent crude settling below $73 per barrel. And U.S. gasoline prices eased further. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular just above $3.90. On Wall Street, stocks closed the week with modest losses. The S&P and the Dow each down less than 0.1%, the NASDAQ about 0.2%.
The first step is sometimes the hardest step, but it's the one we're taking together today.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio joined Israel and Lebanon's ambassadors to the U.S. to announce a framework peace agreement that follows months of conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which is not a party to it. One Hezbollah official warns of potential civil war. This is AP News. Danica Kirka reports from London.
Buckingham Palace has been the home of the British monarch for some 200 years, until now. King Charles and Queen Camilla have decided they're not moving back when $369 million worth of renovation gets completed next year. Royal officials insist this is going to still be Monarchy HQ. But Monarchy HQ isn't quite the same as King's Castle, which is really what Buckingham Palace has been up until now, especially with that famous balcony where the kisses of the newlywed royals happen, the babies are presented. The king and queen adoringly look up into the sky and watch the red arrows go past, where George VI offered the royal wave at the end of World War II. It's going to be kind of hard to match to Monarchy HQ. But the palace is spinning this as the way to bring the public back into the palace, to perhaps increase the number of times a year you can visit.
Denise Kirka reporting from London. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.